through the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
By Allah's name, we start this episode of today's special. Thank you for choosing this program to listen to. Today, we're going to speak about mourning for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
But first, as the ritual of this program, we'll look at the calendar. What date is today? Today is Saturday, 19th of Muharram, 1448 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of the month of Tir, 1405 of the solar calendar, and the 4th of July 2026 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As I told you at the beginning of this episode of today's special, today the topic is mourning for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein.
Yes, mourning is grief of the loss of a loved one, and the expression of this grief varies from culture to culture. One who loves the Ahlul Bayt and holds sincere sympathy for any oppressed victim mourns over the loss of Hussein ibn Ali, peace be upon him, and the 72 members who accompanied him during the tragedy of Karbala. Various hadith emphasize on the value of the mourning for the martyrs, both publicly and privately. One way is to express extreme grief over the tragedy in Karbala, as well as acknowledge Imam Hussein's virtue and strive to emulate him, as he proved to be the perfect exemplar. Consequently, the mourner receives bounteous rewards both in this world and the next.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome to another edition from series of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we are going to talk about characteristics of mourning procession worthy of the ideals of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So what we are going to present here to you is what we can actually induce from the previous speeches and lectures of the martyred leader of the Islamic Ummah, the late Ayatollah Khamenei. So all this show is dedicated to his great soul, and we recite salawat to his blessed soul here, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase his ranks and associate him with the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. he says about the characteristics of mourning procession, that the first characteristic must be that such gatherings increase love for the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, because the emotional bond is a very valuable connection. And now he addresses the clerics, that is the preachers. He says, you the clergy must ensure that the love of the participants in these gatherings for Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam, the Prophet's family and the sources of divine knowledge increases day by day. If, God forbid, you create a situation in these gatherings where the listeners or someone outside that atmosphere does not feel emotionally closer to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, but rather feels distance or aversion, then such gatherings have not only lost one of their greatest benefits, but have also been harmful in a sense.
Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
Now one question is arised here. What do we gain from Azadari? Azadari means the morning gatherings for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, or the Imams, or our dear Imams. Imam Hussein's Azadari is a religious and worldly gain, but do we take it advantages? Its actual season is Muharram. However, we can perform the good deeds through 365 days. The Azadari, or commemoration for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, is one's desirous contemplation. However, when we hear the history, our hearts cry and the lovers grieve over it with a heavy heart. Those who care, commemorate and participate fully, especially in the month of Muharram, and distribute food and drink as tabarruk, whilst recalling the memories of the hunger and thirst of the martyrs of Karbala and the massacre of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, his family members and his faithful companions carried out by the evil forces of Yazid. In remembrance of the children of Lady Fatima, Imam Sajjad said, "Surely I have never brought to mind the martyrdom of the children of Fatima, except that I have been choked with tears due to it. Mourning in the houses for those unable to go for the ziyarah of Imam al-Hussein on the day of Ashura, Imam Baqir mentions the manner of performing azadari as follows. He should mourn over Hussein, weep for him, and instruct the members of the house to weep for him. He should establish the mourning ceremony in the house by exhibiting lamentations and grief over him. The people should meet one another in their homes and offer condolences and consolations to each other over the calamities which befall him.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Dear brother and sister, you are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio, and in this part, we listen to some lines from Ziyar and Nahia.
As-salamu ala al-niswat al-barizat, as-salamu ala hujjati rabbil alameen. السلام عليك وعلى آبائك الطاهرين.
Peace be upon the women forcibly exposed. Peace be upon the proof of the Lord of the worlds.
السلام عليك وعلى أبنائك المستشهدين. السلام عليك وعلى ذريتك الناصرين. السلام عليك وعلى الملائكة الضاجين.
Peace be upon you and upon your pure ancestors. Peace be upon you and upon your martyred sons. Peace be upon you and upon your children who aided you. Peace be upon you, O Hussein, and upon the accompanying angels.
السلام على القتيل المظلوم. السلام على أخيه المسموم.
Peace be upon the slain and depressed one. Peace be upon his poisoned brother, Imam al-Hassan.
السلام على علي الكبير. السلام على الرضيع الصغير.
Peace be upon Ali the elder, Ali al-Akbar. Peace be upon the suckling infant, Ali al-Asghar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome to another edition from series of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we are going to talk about characteristics of mourning procession worthy of the ideals of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So what we are going to present here to you is what we can actually induce from the previous speeches and lectures of the martyred leader of the Islamic Ummah, the late Ayatollah Khamenei. The second characteristic that must be present in these categories, in these gatherings, is that the people gain a clearer and more distinct understanding or ma'rifah of the original event of Ashura. It should not be that we go on the pulpit or give a speech in the gathering of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam, but the topic of the speech leaves the audience, including youth, adults, men and women, who are thoughtful and reflective, who are many in our society today, a blessing of the revolution, wondering. We came to this gathering and we cried, but why? What was the matter? Why should we cry for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam? Why did Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam come to Karbala and bring about Ashura in the first place? Therefore, as a speaker on the pulpit, you must address topics that answer such questions.
Thank you very much, dear brother and sister. Please keep us in your prayers and ceremonies for commemoration of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Peace be upon him.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.